This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second national end-of-life care conference geographically hosted at the King's Fund. My name is Peter Littlejohns, and I'm the Clinical and Public Health Director at the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, so-called NICE. I don't know, you may have heard of it. Shall I ask, has anybody not heard of it? Perhaps so. I won't ask you what we do. In fact, some of you may be thinking, why on earth have they invited somebody from the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence to this conference? And to be honest, so was I, actually. But I think you can safely say that NICE has made a major contribution to the debate around end-of-life issues, and that's in a way why we're all here today. We all believe passionately about end-of-life medicine, end-of-life care, and we all professionally, and perhaps many of us personally, have experienced what we would call a bad death or a good death in our patients or the people we care for or our loved ones. And that's, in a way, what we're all sharing today and what we're going to discuss. But we live in difficult times. You can see from the agenda already that nasty word efficiency is even in the first session. We also have a quip agenda in the second session today. And we'll hear, does anybody know what quip stands for? It's a very nice way of saying efficiency and value for money, but we'll hear more about that in the second session. And indeed, the third session, which will be led by our Secretary of State for Health, Andrew Lansley, has got the interesting title of Commissioning in a Cold Climate. Now, I'm presuming he's not going to talk about Scandinavia in terms of their provision of end-of-life care. They're going to talk about what I sort of think of as the chill frost of austerity. I think that's the link to. So we'll be looking at how to maintain and improve quality of care in the context of providing the best care for our patients. And I believe that we have the opportunity already, and certainly in the future, of providing the best care internationally for all our patients. On behalf of the organisers, Neil Stewart Associates, I'd like to thank their supporters, the National End-of-Life Care Programme, the National End-of-Life Care Intelligence Network, and the National Council for Palliative Care. I'd also remind you during the coffee break to sign up, if you haven't already, for the seminar sessions in the afternoon. As you can see, and as I've already alluded to, we have a very busy programme, but there are opportunities for questions and answers. But they will be limited to the end of the speakers. The speakers will be not taking questions after each of their talks, except for Andrew Lansley at the end. He's going to do a very short talk, I'm told, with lots of time for questions and answers.